Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
This has got to be the saddest day of my life. I called you here today for a bit of bad news. I won't be able to see you anymore because of my obligations and the ties that you have. We've been meeting here every day. And since this is our last day together, I want to hold you just one more time. When you turn and walk away, don't look back. I want to remember you just like this. Let's just kiss and say goodbye.
You're fine.
and say goodbye.
I want to welcome you today to Blog Talk Radio with another exciting episode of Unmasked. The author is Terry E. Lyle. This show is informative, entertaining, sometimes off the chain, but that's only because author Terry E. Lyle is passionate about what she does. So sit back, relax, enjoy the show, get that phone handy so you can call in with questions or comments. She loves to hear from you. Enjoy.
Yes, everybody, welcome back to Unmasked with author Terry E. Lyle and Shalonda. Now, y'all could have been anywhere else, but y'all decided to park it here and hang out with us. And let me tell you something. You ought to be happy that you did it, because our guest tonight is Susan Blair Hunt. This female is a psychic, astrologer. She can read tarot cards. And if y'all got some questions that y'all want to know, whether it's love lost or whether it's money gained or whether you're just on Stupid Street, she can tell you all that stuff. But first, before we invite her on, I got to introduce my beautiful co-host, Shalonda. How you doing, darling?
I'm fine, Miss Terry. How are you?
I'm good. And I just want to let everybody know, last week, Shalonda was saying Charlie Wilson, but my friend out of Baltimore, Anthony, we call him Tony, he held the fort down. The brother's here with us tonight as well. Real quick, we want to say hi to Tony. How you doing, Tony? I am so glad you hung out with me last week. How you doing, darling?
I'm doing good, baby. Just say thank you, boy, and enjoy the show. How you doing, Shalonda?
I'm good. How are you, Tony?
We miss you.
Thank you. I'm trying to steal my job.
But you know something? Susan, girl, this girl, she's going to tell you some stuff. She's already told me that by October, I'm going to be coming to some financial gains. So all of y'all miss my phone number in October, because I ain't got nothing for you. If you want to know about where you're going to get your blessings, talk to Susan tonight. But with that being said, how you doing, Susan?
I'm doing great, Terry. Thanks for having me tonight.
Oh, anytime, anytime, sweetheart. You know, it's just good to have you on the show, because people know if you go out there and you go to these carnivals and you're walking down the street and you see the signs of psychic tarot card readers and all that stuff, you know when you walk up in that booth or inside of that house, you're going to kick out some money. So be blessed and receive everything she got to tell you. And if you miss out because you're too bashful to call in at 347-945-6003 and hit the one key, let me know you got a question, then tough nookies. It's all on you. But anyway, we're going to ask Miss Susan. You grew up in New Mexico near Roswell where the aliens and stuff happened, right?
I did. I grew up in Roswell. Uh-huh. Yeah. I never saw any aliens, although I may have dated a few of their offspring, as you know.
Yeah, I know that's right. So how long was you in Roswell, New Mexico, before you moved to where you reside now in a different part of New Mexico?
Oh, I lived there until I was 18, and then, you know, I headed off to college and then over off to Albuquerque, which is where I live near Albuquerque now. So I've sort of stuck in New Mexico, and I certainly appreciate it more now than when I was growing up. I really appreciate the weather. And with all the, there's all the fires and the flooding and the snow going on, still snowing in places, and it's the middle of May. In fact, it snowed a little bit here on Wednesday, so I'm not sure.
New Mexico, y'all had snow?
Yeah, up north, they had a little snow, so.
Oh, yeah, Colorado.
You never know. It doesn't last for long, though. Yeah.
Well, I want to ask you a question real quick, because I know Shalonda, my co-host, man, anybody know her, man, she's a web-searching female, man. She will find stuff. I'll be saying, where'd she get this from? But she be searching, and I know she got some good questions for you tonight. But my first question is, when did you first sense that you were a psychic or you was, you know, in tune to things around you? When was you like that show on TV, Ghost Whisperer, where you see dead people and shit, nobody only seeing but you?
Yeah. No, actually, my introduction to the psychic world, besides, you know, Bewitched and I Dream of Jeannie, of course, everybody wanted to be able to twitch their nose and make magic happen. But when I was 12, we went to California, and there was a place called the Winchester House up in San Jose. And it's a museum now, but it was owned by the widow of the man who invented the Winchester rifle. She had lots of money, and she had gone to see a psychic who told her that as long as she kept building on her house, she would live forever. And she did live well into her 80s, but this house is full of stairs that go nowhere and doors that open up into walls, but she always had construction going on. She was like, I'm going to keep building on this house so I can live forever. And but she had a seance room, which I thought was very fascinating, and she conferred with the spirits and was very into the supernatural and the paranormal. And so that got my attention. I didn't realize at that point in time that that there were people out there, grown-ups, you know, and not on TV, but real-life people who were into psychic phenomenon. And then right after that, I ran into a book called Linda Goodman's Sun Signs, which is all about astrology and the 12 signs of the zodiac. And I love that because it's not a technical astrological book, but it tells about people's different personalities if they're born under a certain sign of the zodiac. And I have 7 younger brothers and sisters, so I had like this whole study group in my house. And interestingly enough, they're all different signs, so I would read what it said in the book and compare it to what I knew about them, and I was amazed at how accurate it was. So I immediately fell in love with astrology. Of course, when I went off to college, they didn't have a degree in astrology. But from there, I got interested in other aspects of metaphysics, the tarot, and I'm a Gemini, so I wanted to know everything, dream interpretation, channeling, the tarot, astrology, psychic readings, past lives, reincarnation. So I just went wild and started learning about all of that stuff. I didn't actually make it into a professional career until about 20 years ago, and realized that people are really interested in knowing or understanding what's happening in our world that we can't see. Metaphysics in general is about what you know, but you can't always see it or put a scientific method to it. So that's how I got into it. And the astrology, I love using the astrology because if things happen to us, like, for example, we had a Scorpio full moon this week, and people were just having crazy things happen to them. And once they realized that it was a Scorpio moon generating that, then you don't start blaming yourself. You know, you're just like, oh, well, it's just like weather. It's going to pass. I just need to pay attention.
Full moon, you know, if everything crazy happened on a full moon, I've heard that before as well.
It's true. If you talk to like ambulance drivers, firemen, hospitals, most babies.
Oh, you talking to one?
Babies.
I'm an ex-paramedic, and I drove many ambulances, and it seemed every time that happened, we had an influx of patients. But
And
once you hold that thought, I'm gonna let Shalonda ask a question real quick, because you got so much that I want to ask you, and I'm gonna have to pace myself, but this is something. Anybody listen, y'all, we got the psychic, tarot card reader, astrologer, you know, she can channel, I mean, she can take you back into your previous lives if you had one, if you was lucky, and tell you why you're acting like a knucklehead today, because you probably was a knucklehead way back then. But, you know, I'm going to let her take it, but I tell you, you ain't going to believe me, because I don't have those powers. But go ahead, Shalonda.
Okay. I always grew up around my family, who always believed in tarot and being able to read people. And I noticed that when I come across people who are psychic, I can really feel if you're genuine or not. So when you first started realizing that you could read people, did you come across a lot of people that you felt weren't genuine when they said they were psychic also?
I did. I had to really, when I started, you know, I was doing it, I was pulled into it because I loved it. And I think everyone has psychic abilities, and some develop theirs sooner than others. They use those powers more. But then there's people who get caught up in the stardom of it or their ego. You have to be really spiritually balanced, I believe, to be an effective psychic. And I own a website called Kajama, and we have a small group of psychics on there that are all very accurate, very genuine, very professional, and really gifted, and each of them has different specialties. And the reason we limit it to just a few is because I didn't want to create a website. When you need spiritual guidance, when you need a psychic reading, there's a lot of places you can Google it, and you can get a bunch of places, and they have mm-hmm. pages and pages and pages of psychics, and you don't know who to pick. And they also charge some astronomical rates. And so we wanted to set up a situation where each psychic is independent. They charge their own rates, but the prices are very reasonable. You can certainly fit them into your budget and get the information you need and know that it's accurate. So if you're not able to get on the show because there's too many people calling, or you find yourself in need of a psychic reading at 10 o'clock in the morning or 2 o'clock in the morning or 7 o'clock in the morning, you can sign on to Kajama.com, Kajama.com, and go to the psychic's profile, and it'll also tell you which psychics are online. That way, you're sure to get just the right person to address the issue that you have.
Oh, that's good. Well, I see, Susan, that my resident honorary co-host, Tony, he has a question, so I'm going to see what question he has to answer because everybody got a question. So, Tony, go ahead and ask your question, hey. Darling.
Okay. My thing
Hi, Tony.
Is, how you doing? My thing
good.
Is like people, you know, you have people that even in the religious field, you have people that say, okay, I can lead you, I can tell you this and I can tell you that. You know what I'm saying? And then sometimes, you know, I asked somebody to read me, but they read me wrong. I was in a church, and they were saying I was this and I was that, and it wasn't like that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So my thing is, what gives you the power to say that you can read somebody and that's accurate to what you think it is? And if someone say, well, no, what you're saying is not right, you know, would you have a problem with that?
Well, I have
no.
I can answer that right now. She said she's been doing this for 20-some years, and repetition makes perfect, number one. But, you know, she can
yeah,
answer
how do
than
you
not.
Get to Carnegie Hall? Practice.
Right.
I don't, yeah, and I don't really go around reading people per se. You know, I don't tell them I'm going to read them. They're usually when they come to me, they usually have an issue or a problem that they want to work on, but as an astrologer, too, I have people who will come and say, you know, well, I'm a Gemini, but I don't really fit any of the traits of a Gemini. And the reason that happens sometimes is because either people don't know what the real traits of a sign are, or when we do their astrological natal chart, they may have been born on the cusp of two signs, or they may have the sun in a part of their chart where it's kind of muted, and so that doesn't come out. So, but I have normally when I read people, the first thing I'll do is ask their birthday so I can get a sense of how they work in the world, how they respond in the world, and what the best way is going to be to address their issue. So so basically, I'm not – I'm sorry, say again.
Can I ask you another question?
Sure.
Okay, once you get their birthday and all that, and say Vanessa, they ask you something, and you present what you feel, you know, and what you know. And if
right.
they say, well, that's not accurate, you know, how would
mm-hmm.
you feel about that? Because some
but
people
that
will go there, you know.
Sure. That That happens not often, which I'm happy to say, but that does happen sometimes when you're completely not connected. Sometimes you'll try to get a psychic reading and you just can't connect with the person at all. But here's how that works. All the information I get about you, that comes from you. So if you're blocked, for example, I had a woman come to me years ago, and I'll never forget it. And she was very blocked. She didn't want to have the reading. She didn't believe in psychics. Her friend had bought her the reading and insisted that she come. And she was really, she didn't have animosity, but she was very skeptical. And so she wouldn't tell me anything. She just said, just tell me what you see. And so I began to talk with her about some things that were going on, and she didn't say anything. She didn't contradict me, but she never confirmed that we were on the right path. And at the end of the reading, she was quite impressed. But what I tell people, and different psychics approach things a different way, what I tell people when they come to me for a reading is, I'll say, you know, think of me as a doctor. If you tell me where it hurts, we can, you know, we can find a way to fix it. If you've got a love relationship problem or a money problem or a job problem, you know, I can sit there and look at the cards and try to diagnose that. But I like to get right down to the business of helping them with what their issue is, you know, and giving them as much valid information as I can. So, but that does happen every once in a while where I just don't connect at all with the person, and we either reschedule till we're on target, or they seek out someone else. I give them their money back, and they go elsewhere.
I appreciate that information.
Sure. Well, we're going to take a little small break, everybody. Y'all got your chance to get you something to drink, some water, juice, whatever. We're going to take a small break so that my guests can get from under these hot lights and refresh yourself and come back. And y'all stay with us, and we'll be right back in 2 and 2.
Welcome to the new Kajama, where inspiration and transformation meet. We'd love it if you drop by and have some tea and crumpets with us. Now serving in the Kajama parlor, click on the teapot oracle and choose a lovely calorie-free pastry to reveal your special tarot card message from Spirit. Next, wander over to the library where you can relax and browse Kajama's weekly edition for spiritual articles, your inspirational message for the day, advice columns, and more. Interested in a particular subject? Kajama's library has a vast collection of spiritual articles and archives. In need of spiritual guidance? We've got the crystal ball all set up in the sitting room where our gifted psychics are ready to provide the answers to your most pressing questions. Climb the grand staircase to the third floor balcony, where you can stargaze and read your daily horoscope, written by our renowned astrologer, Susan Blair Hunt. Once you've completed your tour, take the back stairs down to the chambermaid's kitchen, where we've gathered together a collection of spiritual recipes and divine confections to empower you on your journey of enlightenment in our spiritual toolbox. Thanks for visiting Kajama's lovely spiritual estate, and don't be a stranger. Feel free to drop in any time, grab a cup of tea, and make yourself at home. Kajama.com, come for inspiration, stay for transformation.
Eventually, the truth will come out of the darkness for everyone to see.
Hello? Hey, this is Mike. Hey, how you doing? How you doing? Oh, yeah, everything's good. Everything's good. Just been really busy. Sorry I haven't been here. Yeah. Oh, I forgot, but I will be there next week. Right now.
There are times in your life when your faith will be challenged.
Hey, man. I want to share something with you. I accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. He's been really wonderful to me. Don't you agree?
I feel like I'm my own God. For things that's been happening to me, I feel like I've been making those things happen.
Wait a minute. You mean to tell me you don't believe in God?
Well, I haven't seen him.
The truth can come in shocking form.
nobody up in my house when I'm at work all day, going day.
No! No! Who is this? Why is he in my house? Who are you, man?
Is this your mom?
Who are you? Mother, this is my woman and this is my house!
Oh,
hush.
My girlfriend.
Why is he in this house? What do you mean you didn't know?
When the secret is no longer hidden, you have now been exposed. Written by authoress Terry E. Lyle. Check out her website and on Blog Talk Radio every Friday at 7:30 p.m.
You know, someone asked me recently, what do I do when I have downtime? Thought about this for a moment, and in my mind I thought about a nice, hot, soothing bubble bath, candles, a nice glass of wine with the right book to read. And instantly I thought about authoress Terry E. Lyle, because I knew I was guaranteed to get a good laugh or some soul searching, just like a few of her other books, Insane, Peeling Back the Mask, and her latest, Exposed. This author has written 9 books, and I can't pick a favorite. But my advice to you is to make your own choice by going to her personal website, where she even signs the books for free, at www.terrylyle.com. Or go to Author House, Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, or your local retailer to get a copy and start your own collection today. This is the last time I'm going to say, you can't borrow mine.
Wow, we're back to another episode of Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle and Shalanda. And I just want to thank all my guests that's listening. You could have been anywhere, but you decided to be with us this Friday evening. And all my friends from north to south to east to west, you know, we love you and we thank you for hanging with us. And our special guest tonight is Susan Blair Hunt. She's a psychic, astrologer, channeler, she can read tarot cards, she can do a lot of things, but basically she can tell you what's going on in your life. If you're not too afraid to ask the questions, then you need to call in to 347-945-6003 and hit the 1 key, and I know you have a question. But I have a question because Susan had sent me the book How to Read Tarot, and she told me to go get some tarot cards, so I bounced my little happy butt over to Barnes & Noble's, but I forgot to bring the paper, so I got the wrong kind. But so I saved the receipt and everything, and I went past my daughter's house, and my daughter went straight crazy. She said, Ma, oh, no, you got tarot cards. Get them out your house. They like, you know, Ouija boards. And I know for a fact, the Ouija boards, I believe in them. I believe they bring demons up into your house, and it freaked me the hell straight out, quiet as kept. So I just want to ask right now, because when I talked to Susan, she said, first of all, I had the wrong deck. I needed more card count than what I had. So for people like me who don't know, what is the correlation between the Ouija board and tarot cards?
Oh, okay. Well, you know, I kind of give Ouija boards a wide berth myself. When I was a kid, we used to play with one, and it really is when you're dealing with spirits, you can't just open, put down a Ouija board and say, whoever wants to talk to me, come on, because there's a lot of, there's good entities and bad entities, and if you don't surround yourself with spiritual protection and really focus on connecting with the people you want to, you're going to have a problem. And so I'm not a fan of Ouija boards, but it's interesting. I read an article on how they came to be, and actually in the 1800s, it was just actually a game that, you know, Milton Bradley put out to a parlor game for people, and spiritualism was making around the turn of every century. It makes a big comeback, but I have had unfortunate experiences with Ouija boards, so I stay away from them myself. The tarot cards, and this is completely different. Of course, you know, what you see depicted in the movies, their eyes pulling over the death card or the tower or the devil, and it's for effect. And in reality, and you can learn more about this if you are interested in the tarot and where it came from and what it really is and how to use it. I have written a book, a complete guide to the tarot. It's called Tarot Prediction and Divination. It's available at Amazon, or you can find it on my website. But the main thing to keep in mind is tarot cards were originally images that they took from the Egyptian Book of Life, which is a precursor to the Bible. And it basically mm-hmm. outlines the 78, it's got 78 different images, but it outlines a man's journey to self-actualization or to spiritual enlightenment. And everyone takes different paths. And so the cards, which originally were stone tablets in Egypt, eventually ended up in the Alexandria Library in Greece. And once upon a time, and I don't know the year, the whole place caught on fire. And so the story is that they didn't want these stones to burn or get damaged. So the monks who were in charge of the library gave them to passing gypsies, and they gave some gypsies some and others so that it separated out so they wouldn't know about the power that was contained in the cards, because the images were divination tools to help people understand, you know, we all have a destiny, and sometimes what we envision for our journey turns out completely different than what we thought it was going to be. You know, like the we all grew up thinking, you know, we'll get married and have kids and live happily ever after. And, wow, that, you know, that doesn't fit into everybody's story for this generation. So there's a lot of, there's a higher purpose to whatever our journey is. And so the tarot cards, which eventually the gypsies made into playing cards, and that's what they were used for a while, or to tell the fortune, they're actually are a system of divination that can help you access your own spiritual consciousness and get in touch with what you really need to be doing or how spirit can really direct you on your right path.
Let me ask you this question real quick, because I know Shalonda got a question. Okay, suppose someone, well, I said tarot because that's the way I've heard it all my life. I know
it's all different.
Tarot, so I'm sure that's the proper pronunciation. Yeah. But the tarot cards, suppose somebody is like somebody who just evil, you know, like, you know how people who have no self-respect for life, you know, they're murderers or whatever, serial killers. Suppose a person like that were to get those cards and get to read that, would they bring in the evil or negative spirit because they themselves, you know, is kind of like over the edge with morality?
Well, you know, the, as I was saying, people who are spiritually evolved can use the cards handily. Typically, there are people who want to do black magic or curses or voodoo, and they are operating on a lower plane, you know, on a dark plane. And they don't usually use tarot cards. They'll usually go for magic spells or curses or things that are more specific to whatever they're trying to do, like voodoo dolls, right? And I have a funny story. My parents one time went to Haiti when I was in high school, and they brought me back a voodoo doll. And so the guy I was dating at the time thought it was really cool, so I let him keep it in his truck on the dashboard, you know. And when we broke up, I asked for it back, and when he gave it back to me, there was a pin in the head. That story is for you, Doug, if you're listening. And so it was funny because I didn't get any headaches or anything, but I thought that was funny. And so I had this voodoo doll, but I never used it because the work I do isn't specifically aimed towards revenge or dark energy or evil. In fact, if you feel like somebody's trying to create evil around you, or even if you feel like there's dark energy around you, you can go to kajama.com. And in the spiritual toolbox, there's a bunch of spells and rituals that are all higher higher order, highly spiritual in nature. And there's one called freezing, and you can actually freeze that energy to block it from harming you. There's also some clearing energies that you can get there. So the tarot card is not normally tarot cards are not normally used for that kind of negativity. And sometimes kids will use them. You know, the teenagers will get a hold of them, and they'll do it just for fun, or seances and that. But they're not typically used to create harm for somebody. In fact, I tell in my book, and I recommend this to beginners of the tarot, if you get a deck of tarot cards, you want to be sure it has a high energy to it. pardon me, the Rider-Waite is good, or a deck called the Hanson-Roberts that have very positive images. But you can go into that deck and you can pull out any cards that make you uneasy. You know, the Devil, the Death card. Those have different interpretations, but you can still get an accurate reading and spiritual guidance without those cards. So there's enough cards in the deck to let you know if you need to kind of be careful or if there's trouble coming. You don't really even need to use those. So you can definitely eliminate anything that makes you uncomfortable and still be able to use divination tools very effectively.
Wow. Okay, Shalonda, I know you got a question, darling. Go ahead and ask the question.
Yes. We've been sitting here listening to you about your tarot reading abilities, but what's the extent of your psychic ability? Is it just for tarot, or can you, like, read palms? Can you talk to spirits? I mean, could you give our listeners the gist of what type of psychic abilities you have?
Sure. And I'll say everybody kind of has their specialty, the things they gravitate to when they realize that they have intuitive powers. Now, a lot of you, a lot of listeners, and I think Terry and Shalonda and Tony too, you have intuition all the time. You know, you may meet somebody and you don't like them right away for whatever reason, and or you might feel like they have negative energy. And you're also probably giving advice. People are probably coming to you for advice all the time because you have... Some people call it life experience. I call it intuitive vision and spiritual advancements. But you'll be able to see beyond the obvious. And so when people come to me and they're usually stuck in fear. They kind of know the answer, but they want somebody to sort of validate that. And so for me, my specialty is when I do a reading, I'll start by getting their birthday, because I'm very in tune with not only their astrological makeup but what's going on in the planets. I write a daily horoscope every day, which you can get at kajama.com, and that tells you what's happening, when the full moons are, when the new moons are. So that can influence whatever issue somebody has. Then I use the tarot. I use a crystal pendulum to kind of validate any answers I get. And then I specialize also in channeling and past lives. And there are psychics who specialize in numerology. You had mentioned something else that I can't remember now. But if you go to kajama.com, and go to the psychics profiles. It's got all the psychics, and then above them are their words, like if they do angel healings or relationships or numerology or paranormal cleansing, you know, for hauntings. And if you click on one of those words, then all the psychics who specialize in that will, their pictures will come up. So, and I typically my readings lean either towards people's life development or relationships, questions they get stuck. That is a big issue these days. They're either in one that's difficult, or they can't find one to be in that's difficult, right? So, I hope that answered your question. So for me personally, I usually just do a combination of things. I do get people's spirit guides sometimes when or just doing a regular psychic reading, I'll have a loved one from the other side come in and want to talk to them or give them a message or ask them some questions. So I sort of design each reading specific to the client I'm reading for so they can get the most accurate and, you know, the best guidance and the most amount of information.
Well, Susan, I want to use Tony as a guinea pig. I'm going to let you ask him some questions. Hey, you do a reading on him. Tony, are you up for that, darling?
I want a reading, too.
And,
okay,
and if
well,
it's,
whatever
and
one,
if it's
you
wrong.
Read them. I'm going to let Tony go first because I know he probably got a lot to say. You know, and I'm not going to tell you what I know about Tony, and I just want to see if he say it applies to his life. Tony, answer any of her questions so she can kind of give you a quick little reading.
Right. And if I'm wrong, tell me right away if I'm not connecting with you. So,
okay, Tony.
So when's your – is he willing?
Well, I don't know. Maybe he went to the bathroom. Well, Shalonda, she wants to know. So go ahead to Shalonda next.
Great. And when's your birthday, Shalonda?
10/22. Do you need my year?
No, I don't need the year.
Oh, 10/22.
Okay, so you're right on the cusp of Libra and Scorpio. So you tie in there with Terry because I know she's a Libra. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So did you notice, I'll just ask you, did you notice because you're so close to the sign of Scorpio within a few hours, this full moon that we had last week, did you notice any unusual things happening?
Actually, I was going to ask you about that. Because
okay.
My house. Hello?
Yes.
Hello? Oh, yeah. Because my house been strange. My child... really acting up since we had that full moon, and I don't know what's gotten into her. I don't know if it's something that I'm doing to affect her or her father's doing to affect her, but that's the main thing that we've been dealing with for the last week or so. Is
and
her.
How old is she?
7, and she's and, a Gemini. She's a twin.
Oh, yeah, Gemini. she's like me, so.
And she's really a twin. She has a twin brother.
Oh, wonderful. Wow, that's interesting. So you have two twins that are both twins. If you notice, if people notice in general, besides certain signs of the zodiac responding to full moons or new moons, animals, we have some pets, and every time it's full moon, they try to escape, and one of them always gets out, and I'm like, this happens every full moon. I'm just going to have to keep a tighter leash on these guys. But for her, I think one of the things I noticed that Geminis and Libras were experiencing, so that's both of you, during this full moon was a sense of overwhelm and not being able to get anything to work. You know, and when you're 7, that just seems like the end of the world. And communication problems, like nobody seems to be able to understand you. So I think what you're seeing is temporary. Give it a couple more days, because the other thing that's happening, and this affects you and Terry specifically, is Mars, the planet Mars, which is the planet that rules movement, action, cars, if you have any car troubles. It's turning around to go direct on Monday. It's been traveling backwards for the last 2 months in your sign. It's been in Libra since Christmas, and it'll be there till the end of July. And so specifically, if you feel like you've been running around in circles or you can't get anywhere even with your daughter, or if you've had any car troubles, if you've had any, you think you're going, you know, if you think you're going in one direction and things all of a sudden shift suddenly, we're all going to feel that on some level or another through the next 2 weeks. So the next 2 weeks is going to be about going back, changing some things up, trying to move things forward, but it's really going to be a little dance. And so that plus the Scorpio full moon last week, like I said, it affects everybody, but in different ways. I had a friend who's a Scorpio, and she just, everybody wanted to fight with her this week, and she couldn't figure it out, you know. Yeah. So with your daughter, and she's 7, but I really encourage you, she gets so creative in her mind, but she also has an overly active imagination. I would start with her, start having her tell you or write down stories, have her make up stories and write them down. You know, Barbie goes to the beach, whatever she's interested in. If she starts writing, she's very prolific imagination and writer, or art will work too. But she really needs to get a lot of those ideas out of her head and down on paper, whether she's painting it or writing the words or working on the computer. That's going to give her a lot more balance. Say again?
I said, because the words that she is writing is not supposed to be in her vocabulary.
Ooh,
yeah,
she's
working
over it. Yeah, she's using my spam.
But anyway,
we ain't going to talk about that, but, you know, you got to do what you got to do, you know, to make sure that we are parents, you know, if they need to be disciplined, discipline them, because we don't want their mouth becoming a trash can, you know.
Right.
Well, and the thing is, I remember my son's first word, I couldn't put it in his baby book, but, you know, where did he hear it? I had to watch my language,
Wow. I have another question. Now, this is the Bible says that no one knows the day or the time when Jesus is going to return. And I know when some people go see psychics, or at least I've seen this scenario on television. I don't know per se. I've seen a scenario where this one psychic was reading her cards and she told somebody he was going to die. Now, this probably was for the benefit of the movie that I was looking at. But anyway, do people who do readings, do they actually try to tell people that they think they're going to die and when? Because no one knows when they're going to leave up out of here.
No, and I have had people come to me and they're afraid that they're going to die, or they're facing a major illness and they don't know how, or they have a parent that's ill. And they will ask about timing. And my approach to that is simply to look at the deeper fears that are behind that, because there's a reason if, you know, we all get to certain points in our lives where we have this idea or this feeling overcomes us that we're at death's door or we're going to die soon. And typically, and this is one of the first generations I've been able to see this happening, because I've done a lot of research on reincarnation, and this is one generation where we're all being reincarnated without leaving our bodies, which is no easy feat. And so if you look back 10 years ago or 20 years ago to the person that you were then, and you look at how much you've learned and what life has taught you and what spirit has taught you, and you look back and you're like, I don't even know that person. I don't even know how I could have been that person. Kind of like you were talking about, Terry, when you lived in California, you just weren't your own person. And so when people have a sense of that, or even if you're doing the tarot cards and you get the death card, typically that means that you're in the process of a rebirth. So you're getting ready to make a major change in some area of your life. And you don't always know what that is, and I don't always predict what's going to happen. You know, on Monday this is going to happen, on a Tuesday. Basically, I really try to center them into changing their perception so they're not motivated by fear. If you're living in fear all the time, something in your life needs to change. You should be able to live in peace and protection and joy and harmony. And that doesn't mean things are wonderful all the time. We face some huge challenges in our life every day. You know, our health issues, our kids, money, love. And those are things that can really paralyze us and steal all the joy we can have in a day. So really, when I encounter people, even people that are ill, or have relatives that are close to passing over, really focusing on if there's anything they need to be doing that's making them feel so fearful about this change that's coming.
Well, Susan, I have a question. This is about something in the news. Do you think that they're ever going to, within the next year or two, not way down the road, within the next 1 or 2 years, Are you think they're going to find those people that when that plane went down, those 200 people that's missing that they can't find, or will they retrieve as well those 200 young girls that were snatched?
The girls are going to, they are going to get them back. That was designed as a leavening tool, as a negotiation tool with the terrorists. So they will use that, use those girls to negotiate what they want. So those girls will return home. I'm going to say that it's going to be right after Mars turns direct again. And so you're looking at middle of June for their return, safe return.
Okay.
And all of them. With the plane, you know, that whole thing, that from start to finish, we're not getting accurate information. I don't believe any of those people survived. And some friends of mine and I did do tarot card readings on it just to see what we could learn, because it is a real mystery. But, you know, it's I always say this, politics and medicine, those are way, lawyers, that's way more ethereal than what I do. I don't know what they're up to these days. But there was a cover-up. There, it's going to come out that there was, you know, shady business going on. And I don't think the plane is anywhere in that ocean, to tell you the truth. I don't think the plane went down. I think the plane was taken somewhere and it's hidden away and maybe disassembled at this point. But my sense was that all the passengers on the plane, very unfortunately, did not even make it through the plane ride. I think they took them up, you know, there's that one part where they took them up to a really high altitude, and at that point they could have just shut off the oxygen. And then they went really low again. So I think we will discover the truth. I don't think it'll be till the end of the year, probably when the sun goes into Scorpio, because that's when secrets come out. So I think it's really interesting, you know, they always have elections for, like, president and stuff. They have those in November. And when the sun's in Scorpio, and then right before – the week before, when the right before the election, when the sun goes into Scorpio, we hear all kinds of secrets about these politicians. You know, all the dirt comes out. I think it's really interesting how aligned up we are with the astrology, with what goes on in the heavens.
Wow. So we're going to have to take a small break. When we come back, we're going to talk about some regression, how you take people back to past lives and other kinds of things. Man, this has got so many questions I want to ask. And I know that Shalonda has to ask, and any of our listeners who want to ask some questions of Susan, you need to call 347-945-6003, because this is your opportunity to get some free reading. Unless you want to go into one of those little parlors or whatever, you're going to be kicking down some bucks. And it was F-R-E-E, and we're going to take a little break and be right back.
Yeah.
Future, because I don't want you to just say yes because I want to be married again, but if I'm destined to be single because my knight in shining armor is not out there, I just want to know, am I waiting? Is he going to show up? Is God fixing him for me and fixing me for him? I mean, what's going on with that little story? Because I'm getting tired of being single, quiet as kept, and I just don't want to be a sleep around floozy, so I decided to be by myself until the right man do the right thing.
Right, and that's very common now for a lot of women and men who were in a relationship that didn't work out, and then they decide to kind of go solo for the time being. There's two things to remember about that, and that was my experience too. I got married and had a son, and then after 4 years we got divorced, and then I was single for the next 25 years. I didn't think that was going to happen, but it was very important to my development and to be able to do the things that I needed to do. When you're in a marriage, and people will say, you know, it takes work to be in a marriage, and I don't know that it takes work unless you're in the wrong one, but it does take consciousness, a different level of consciousness and balance and cooperation and acknowledging that this person is your partner. And so what's happening for you right now is you are on a journey of creativity. You're in a cycle of creating. You're creating your writings, your books, your show. You are in a very creative cycle. And
I used
all
the perfume and lotion out there for y'all listening. Go to my website, check it out.
Yeah. She's just sending out so much great energy, for all the senses, for your visual, your olfactory, however they say that. But aromatherapy is really important. So to have your own perfume out there, your own books, your informative radio shows, you are just covering all the bases with your wonderful energy and really letting it ride, letting it go into every direction that it wants to go. And so right now that cycle involves, it's important that you're traveling alone because you're developing every aspect of your life. And, you know, when you were married before, you probably noticed that there was a real repressive energy in that marriage. And so you probably walked on eggshells, didn't say what you thought, put up with a lot of BS before you finally said, I'm so out of here, right? You know?
Well, I don't know if it was repressed or maybe because I was brand new. I was very naive because people don't say things these days about someone you've been with for 4.5 years and then he got you as a virgin, and I never messed around. So I was just a clean slate pretty much. My family raised me in the church, you know, and I knew that the man was supposed to have dominion. And so basically I was just a good girl. I was naive. If my ex-husband said the sky was purple, it was purple. I wasn't, you know, sitting like, you know, repressed anything. It was just that I just thought that it wasn't my place to be saying stuff, and that felt like my normal, you know.
Right. You had to limit yourself, that you had to monitor yourself. You weren't just out there like you are on your show where it's like anything goes. You know,
right,
when you
do
unmasked, anything goes. And but karmically you needed to be with him because that's who you had your children with, right?
My one child, there's that one.
Child?
I was like, children,
okay.
One.
Oh.
My daughter had five, so just
one. Oh, my gosh. Oh, well, it's a chain reaction. So
know,
what's happening now
like a flower.
Is, yeah, is you're preparing. There is a long-term loving relationship coming to you, and you know all the signs now. You know the red flags, you know what to watch out for, you know what'll work for you and what won't. But also, the man that's coming to be with you, he's on his own journey. You know, I tell people, you know, I was single for 25 years, and I was in a number of relationships during that time, but they never went forward. They only lasted a certain amount of time. But my husband, who I met, about 6 years ago. He was over in England, so I really like couldn't meet him till he came over here. You know,
mm-hmm.
There was no way. So he had his own journey to complete, so that he would be ready. And I always tell people when they're dating and they seem to be stuck in these patterns of dating and having trouble maintaining a relationship, I'm like, practice on this, because once you get the real thing, you want to have all that practice out of the way. You want to be very clear on how to be true to yourself and still unite with another person. So that is coming to you when you're ready, when you've got everything else in place and you're so busy you don't have time to fit one more thing in. That's usually when it happens.
anyway, because, you know, closets kept, sometimes I just get tired of taking out the trash. I just get tired of, you know, sometimes when you're going through some things, like, you know, I got a personal thing. I'm afraid, like, of lightning and thunder. Oh, man, that looks to get me all amped up. So, you know, if I had somebody here to talk me through it instead of me hiding under my covers like a little kid, you know, but see,
exactly.
I just think that's the natural order of things, that people ought to be coupled, you know. That's how God set it out in the beginning, and I just don't think it makes sense for, you know, a woman such as myself and a good man out there to be alone. He's where he's at and I'm where I'm at, but, you know, I don't want no knucklehead, so I'll just wait. I just hope that when that guy comes,
no,
that I know
yeah.
for sure that he's the one for me. No one's, you know, without, you know,
and
some blemishes and baggage, because we all been scarred along the way, but I just want somebody compatible with me, and that was my
and
biggest question. But
settle.
I see that my co-host, Shalonda, I guess she got a question because she's going to get married in September.
Oh, great.
Yeah. And I just was recently divorced on Tuesday, actually.
So you're in a cycle, yeah. See, she's in that Libra Scorpio run, yeah.
Right. Yeah. And actually,
and
my fiance is... Oh. My fiance is a Scorpio, and I'm a Libra, which is really strange because it just seems odd.
Yeah, well, compatibility-wise, you have to look. It's good to look at your natal chart, because when a person is born, you know, all the planets are in their natal chart, and they're in different signs of the zodiac, and that's how you can tell about compatibility. You know, my typical generic compatibility advice is always, you know, be careful if you're dating your astrological next-door neighbor, which is the case. But because you're so close to the cusp of Scorpio, just looking at
mm-hmm.
your sun signs, and is he born in November?
Yeah.
Yes. So you have a good connection. There are only about four signs of the zodiac that I recommend, like, marry into their same sign. So you have not only a very clear, harmonious energy with him, because you also have some Scorpio energy strong in your natal chart, and he has in his, but the Libra is makes you the grounding force of this relationship. In other words, Scorpios can be really intense. Whatever they're focused on, that's what they're doing.
Oh.
It's not like Libra. Libras can do 16 things at once. They're great multitaskers.
My ex-husband
so,
was a Scorpion. He was born November the 10th, and I'm born October the 10th. We were 3 years apart. He was older than me by 3 years, and we got married when he was 21 and I was 18. But
yeah, and if you couldn't ground him then, he's not groundable now. Although we
probably
all
his eyes was too busy, you know. He wanted. Well,
yeah.
I ain't getting to no details, but you know, I don't deal with somebody who cheat. I believe that, you know, I should be treated with the respect that if I'm not sufficient, leave me alone and go on about your business. You know, I don't believe in that. Be with someone else and then you got a wife. You know, I don't like it. You know.
It divides the energy, and it's not authentic. I mean, you can't trust someone like that. So, and to trust yourself, you have to steer clear of that. But you know, all signs of the zodiac can have different propensities towards cheating or drinking, or that, but individually, and of course we're in a society these days where addiction of any kind, whether it's substance abuse, alcohol, or food addictions, gambling addictions, sex addictions.
They're just going to have to wait. But I do have a caller on the line, Tony. He's back, and he wants a question. So, Tony, go ahead and ask your question.
Yes, actually, it's a question and a statement. You know, my thing with relationships as being a blind individual, you know, you know, as far as being in relationships, you got to, like, kind of keep yourself in tune with yourself and know what you want to do, how you want to do it with that person. So a lot of people just want to get into relationships and they have ulterior motives of what they want and how they want to proceed in a relationship. Me, myself, I want to get into something that's true. You know what I'm saying? And I'm an observant type of person. I'm a laid-back type person. I'm laid-back and I listen. Like, I'm listening to you all. You have to, you know what's right for you. And I know what's right for me. And with Terry, what I'm trying to, you know, I was listening to her. You know, she's a renowned lady out there, you know what I mean? So anybody will try to tap into her. But she's going to have to know what's right for her because of the experience that she's been through. So she has to know that she can't just get into that same again, because people have a tendency, man, to play on whatever they think that's going to work for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you can't allow yourself to do that because people have itineraries to do what they want to do to you to make it convenient for them. I don't want to be a convenience to no one. You know.
And exactly what you're saying is right, because people will get into relationships to feed their own ego. Or to make them feel like they're okay. And they don't even know the other person that they're getting involved with. That's where I come in handy. Until you're sure of yourself.
I mean, people that know me and they're following me, they know that right now I'm globally known and I've had sales in several countries and seem like I'm more known out of the country than I am on my own turf, but that's growing as well. You know, and I just don't want nobody to, just like Tony said, attached to me because they see I have a vision, because I don't already name it and claim it, you know, is one thing. I want to be infamous, you know. I don't want to just be well known. I want, when everybody hear my name, I went to Best Buy today with my granddaughter, and this guy gave my business card so he can listen to your show. He said, "Oh, I heard of you." And I said, "Wow, thank you." You know, because I'm in the yellow pages, I'm all over. So I want myself to continue to prosper. And I know you said in October I'm going to have a financial blessing, a large one, whatever.
Yeah.
But am I going to continue on an upward scale where I'm making the right steps to be infamous?
To be in a relationship?
No, to be very well known, because if I'm very well known and I'm financially secure, you know, sometimes I can just pay for a relationship for that day. But I'm waiting for the right man. I'm just clowning.
Well, you know, it's interesting because when the man that's coming to you arrives, he may not have heard of you, and you might appreciate that because you know that he really is just drawn to you, to your smile, to your laugh, to your spirit, to your energy, and it's not about anything else, you know. It's just, and you'll know it's true what they say. When you meet the right person, within a short time, within a couple of dates or interactions, you'll know this is the right person because they'll let you know by their actions what they're about, you know.
Exactly.
And so, but, you know, that's the reason it's very difficult. I can't say it doesn't happen because it happened for me, but it's very difficult to do online dating. There's a plus and a minus side, but the plus side is you meet people you would never otherwise meet. The downside is 98% of them are looking for that ego fix, you know. Or they don't know what they're looking for. They're just looking for something to fill a void, whereas you want to get into a relationship that adds to your life. It doesn't fill anything because you're filling all the spiritual spaces in you with creativity and with life and with your family. And mm-hmm. so this is just going to be another aspect that comes in. And I don't know if we finished Sharonda's question. Sharonda,
and forget to let her answer your question fully.
Okay. Tony, we
didn't get to his question either.
I heard some feedback on Tony's mic, so I had to shut him down for a minute. So, Tony, if you're still listening, whatever that noise in the background, darling, we can hear it. So shut it down, and I'll open up your mic again. Okay.
Yeah. Like Ms. Terry said, I am getting married. It's going to be September 2015, but we're starting the planning now. And that's another thing that you hit the nail on the head with earlier. I do feel completely overwhelmed with this, especially with this venture with my mother being so fully involved in it. And
she's helping?
Yes. And I just feel completely overwhelmed and defeated, actually, where I don't feel like it's going to work out the way I want it to work out. Because everybody else is, you know, they give you the ideas, and then you have this idea, and you're like, oh, yeah, and this idea. So I wanted to know if it would work out the way I want it and the way I see it and the way I want to have my wedding set up.
Yes, well, in my experience personally and otherwise, the farther ahead you plan, the crazier it gets.
Right.
So, the main thing is what I saw, and I think what will happen with you is you'll listen to all the ideas, and then you're going to do what you want. So if you're not even still clear, there's certain aspects. You have an idea. You say, I'm going to have this. Like, for example, when I got engaged, I'm like, okay, I'm going to have this kind of dress. And I looked around, and then 6 months later, I was just in a shop with my sister in Roswell, New Mexico, which is no place to get a designer wedding gown. Or I wasn't even going for that. I was going for something completely different. And I walked in the store and saw this dress, and I'm like, that's it. So keep in mind that Spirit's going to guide you through the process. So if you start to feel pressured about venue, I had to change the venue because we moved in the middle of all of that.
We just changed the venue for the third time.
Exactly.
Wow.
And that's something you kind of do have to book further ahead. But trust in the process, because one of the reasons all that change is going on, especially changing the venue, has to do with planetary stuff that's going on. Like I said, Mars is in your sign. I wouldn't sign the paper on anything or make any final decisions until after July, even though it's still a year away from that point. But just gather information, and some things are going to stick and they're going to follow you through to the end. Other things are going to change. And so just trust that Spirit is guiding you through a journey, and that when it comes down to it, if your mom wants you to have, you know, magnolias and you want roses, you're going to go for the roses. Realize that to be able to make that decision.
Susan, we got Tony now. He's back. He got another question. And, Shalonda, would you finish with your question before I let Tony talk?
Yeah.
Okay, Tony, go ahead and ask your question.
Actually, it's a statement, because I've been listening to y'all, and I'm sorry about that distortion. My device, I put it down, and then I was blind. I was trying to find it, so it a little right there, oh, Lord. But anyway, with Shalonda was saying about, you know, her marriage and get ready to get married, and congratulations to you and everything. But she was touching on, you know, when you get into a marriage type of thing, you know, because that's a permanent thing, you know, it's not nothing that you want to play around with. It's not nothing you want to play around with. And both of you. Not you, not him, you know. Him, you. Y'all have to know what y'all need to do. And a lot of people say, well, okay, well, family this, family that. Okay, well, I understand that. You want to please family, but sometimes, you know, family needs to stay out of people's affairs. You know what I'm saying? You know,
the truth.
What's going to keep y'all together? It's going to be y'all two. You see what I'm saying? So nobody lives for family. I don't live for friends. I don't live for nothing. Because if I'm in a relationship with a person and I love them and that's the direction I'm going to make, then nobody can come in and tell me nothing. You know, I have to, you know, my thing, I'm going to have to realize what the love I have for that individual and she had for me. And that's what I'm going to determine my life on with that lady. What say you?
Right. Like, but with my, the only reason why my mother is so involved this time is because I cheated her out of it the first time around.
You're a Libra, so you want to be fair with everybody. But when's her birthday?
July 10th.
Your mom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Because, they can be very sensitive if you don't go the way they want it to, and they can be they can make you feel like guilty if you don't go with what they want to do. But remember that there's a way with her. There's a way to balance things out and negotiate her vision with yours and meld them together, because she is going to have some good ideas. But they're not all going to be yours, and so you get to make the final decision. But you don't need to do it with getting her making her unhappy, you know. So you'll be able to work it out. But the thing to keep in mind is, like I said, nothing's going to even be permanent until probably September. So if you make one decision, it has to change. It's not going to be a problem. Yeah, but I haven't gotten Tony's birthday yet.
Well, we're going to get Tony's birthday when we come back on a small break. And then I want you to go through some regression history about me, because I got a question pertaining to what this lady told me when I was in California. But everybody, just stand by. We still got some time on the clock. Get ready to call in 347-945-6003. And the world-renowned Susan Blair Hunt, psychic astrologer. Heart reader, baby, if you want to jump in on this, this is your time. So hurry up, come back with us, and we'll be right back.
I want to know your name. Ooh, you look so good.
Tell me your name. Please tell me your name. look like you're something I can settle down with.
Let me introduce myself. My name is Lil Sonny. I drive a little red Volkswagen. I like to go horseback riding. I like all kind of sweets, cupcakes, crepes, and things like that. This is why I can't help but notice you. Just a jazzy, jazzy old baby. Come on, can I have this dance? Something groovy is this, we got to dance. Lord have mercy. Am I holding you too tight? I'm sorry, excuse me. I ain't gonna get too close. When are you gonna tell me your name? Please tell me your name. I'm just gonna have to grab you and hold you a little closer. I just got to. Lord, have mercy. Saturday afternoon, perhaps we go in town, have a little bite to eat, and then maybe go and take in a little movie, and afterwards, I'll just drop you at the doorstep, and give you a little kiss. Oh, I just, so many things that we could do if you tell me your name. I'm not even married. Are you married?
Girl, you gotta tell me your name. Just wait a minute. Don't leave out the door. Don't leave me. Let's just tell me. Just tell me.
Hey, you know, someone asked me recently, what do I do when I have some downtime? So I thought about it for a moment. And to mind, I think of a nice glass of wine, some candles with the right book to read. And instantly, I thought about author Terry E. Lyle. Because I knew I was guaranteed to get a good laugh. Or some soul searching. Just like a few of her other books entitled Insane, Peeling Back the Mask, and her latest, Exposed. This author has written 9 books, and I can't pick a favorite. But my advice to you, make your own choice by going to her personal website, where she can even autograph the books for free. At www.terrylyle.com. That's www.terrylyle.com. Or go to Author House, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or your local retailer, and get your copy and start your collection today. Because this is the last time I'm going to say that you can't borrow mine.
Well, thank you for hanging in with us on Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle and our special guest, Susan Blair Hunt. Now, before the break, she wanted to know when was Tony's birthday. I guess she was going to give him a little mini reading. But I just want to let y'all know that song that was played during the break was by The Intruders. I took you way back into time. It's called I Just Want to Know Your Name. You know, back in the day when you was in love or thought you was in love and you saw that certain someone that got that certain look and y'all just knew and you just didn't know what to do, but you just wanted to know their name, that song, The Intruders, will take you back into time. And Tony, Susan wanted to know when you was born because she was going to tell you something about yourself.
All right, I was born 01-07-56.
Ah, so no, so you were talking about relationships and how for you it just needs to be straightforward, authentic, no yes. fooling around, and
to the point.
And yeah, to the point, and that's very Capricorn, yeah. And also when you were saying, you know, don't let anybody else tell you what to do or make your decisions for you. When you're talking about mothers, you know, planning weddings. So, yeah, so that fits right in with your sign and how you really can make things really simple. You know, your life's pretty cut and dried. You know what you want. You know when you'll know it when you see it, and you have great insights about human nature and what you've seen in the world and what works and what doesn't work.
Sounds good to me.
Don't sometimes when you, the way that I am, people take it like you're arrogant or you this and that. It's not that with me. I just want things right. People say, well, you want it your way. I said, well, no, I don't want it my way. I want it the right way.
Exactly.
No, I don't want it my way. I want it the right way. And if I want it the
right way. I agree, Tony. A lot of times people
very
think good. That I'm arrogant, but arrogant and confident are so closely
yeah.
together. You know, arrogant to me
yeah.
is when someone has air about them that's kind of negative or like they think they're better than someone when they're given the facts. When you're confident about the facts, you just exude, you know, that aura of being confident, you know. Not that you're arrogant.
Mm-hmm.
Some people want you to play stupid, but, you know, I don't play stupid, you know. But, you know,
yeah.
it's one thing to be stupid, but one thing to act
yeah.
stupid and stop being stupid. But, you know, I don't play stupid.
But see, arrogant people
aren't
teachable. That's the difference. If you're arrogant, nobody can tell you anything.
Yeah,
and you're not teachable. And you're not open to new ideas, whereas confidence is you're confident in what you know, but you're willing to, you know, be educated. So there you go.
You have an open mind. You have an open mind.
Exactly.
Right. Now,
yeah.
I have a question about regression. When I was living in California, this one lady, my neighbor, she had read me, and she had told me something like, I had 51 previous lives, and at one time I was a white officer, like like Confederate officer, and I had a twin, and I was shot, and he was looking for me, but he couldn't see me. I was laying down in a bush, and then she was saying, "Well, what colors do I see?" And I told her the colors that I saw, you know. And then it kind of like creeped me out because she wanted to have some other people have me in there while they have me close my eyes and do certain things with my fingers and stuff. I said, no, because I was seeing stuff running past me, black, and so I said, oh, no. I said, this might be a little dark thing going on. So what do I need to do? How long does it take to do a regression of me? If we were to do it right now, how long would that take?
I don't hypnotize people. When we do past lives, what I do is I use the tarot cards and intuition to target past lives. And the reason that it's important to everybody kind of goes through cycles. Like every March when the sun's
mm-hmm.
in Pisces, I get a glimpse, you'll get a glimpse of a past life. And those memories come into you when the time is right, when you're ready to look at that past life, see how it's playing out again in this life, and then see what you're going to change to do differently so you don't get the same results you did in a past life and so what the lessons are. So I approach it quite quite differently, but I'll give you an example. When I was first taking a class on past life regressions, there was a woman teaching the class, and she was just kind of talking to all of us, and then she said, she pointed to me, and she said, well, you know, you were hung, she said, you have, I don't like anything around my neck, scarves or turtlenecks, it's just, but
you was
bothers
hung.
Me.
She said you was hung.
Yeah, and she said you were hung in a past life. Well, I didn't know that they hung witches, and I thought maybe I was a cattle rustler. That's all I knew was cattle rustlers got hung in the Old West, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said that. I laughed. I said, well, what'd they do, steal some cattle? And she said, no, you were hung as a witch. And so she just made that short comment, and then over the next 3 days, not only did I start having memories of that lifetime, but also memories of someone I had dated years before and all the similarities of what I was remembering from that past life. And so when you have a past life that is ready to emerge into your consciousness, there's an important message. Another example was a friend of mine went to New York City. I'd never been there, but she came back with all these pictures they took. And I was going through the pictures, and I saw this one building, and I, like, freaked out. I was like, what is this? What is this? I know this building. I've been to this building. I couldn't have been, but I had been. And
deja
it
vu
was,
like, right?
Pardon?
It was like deja vu.
It was like deja vu, and I had to know what that building was. And she said, well, that's the Dakota Apartments, which that's where John Lennon was shot, although I had no connection with that. But I actually had a past life in Harlem in the 20s, and I had a connection to that Dakota apartment, someone who had lived there. And also one of the things I thought was real interesting is, you know, when they came out with that movie on Billie Holiday that Diana Ross did, the first time I saw it, I was only 14, but it just happened that I saw it on my birthday. And, oh, man, I was depressed for the next 2 weeks. I mean, I couldn't get out of bed. It was so depressing. And then just by chance, the next time I saw it, and this isn't, you know, that we're not talking about the days of DVDs, buy it and pop it in whenever you want. It was only if it was at a theater. The next time I saw it was like 6 years later. Again, it just happened to be on my birthday, and I realized I'm not reincarnated from Billie Holiday. I'm not famous. But I knew her. I knew that time frame, and I had been living in that time, that lifetime. And so when something touches you really emotionally, really deeply, just even like when you were doing the regressions, or you just happen upon something that triggers a memory, or we'll meet people, a lot of times we'll meet people that are real familiar to us right away. And typically, people reincarnate in groups. So typically, you are familiar with that person because you've known them before in a past life, whether they were a brother, sister, an uncle, a lover, husband, child. But we can all take different forms. We can come back as men or as women. We can come back as the parents of children that used to be our parents. And so it can get very interesting, but it's all part of the process. We reincarnate because we want every life experience. And as we're learning and growing and evolving spiritually, if we need to pay back somebody who helped us karmically, or if we harmed someone karmically and we need to make retribution for that, then we'll have the opportunity the next time around.
I agree. I know Shalonda, she has a question. I'm sure she got a bunch of questions. She's ready to get married soon. Shalonda, go ahead and ask the question.
What, if you can, what do you feel about my monetary gain in the future? I've always had, let me just explain a little bit. I've always had dreams that, like, my grandmother was an avid lottery player. Every day she played at least $20 worth of lottery every day, and she used to hit all the time. And I always have this dream that I hit the lottery, but it seems like I can never get it right when I play. And I always play after I have these dreams, and I try to be consistent, even though I'm not consistent and you have to play the hit. But I always had these dreams as if I live a lavish lifestyle because of something like the lottery or, you know, I've had this great amount of money given to me.
Right. And, Terry, you and I were talking about that last week about winning the lottery. And it's all about being ready for it. You know, it's just like it's just like your future husband. Had you met him 10 years ago, it wouldn't have worked out because you weren't ready for him.
Right.
And it's the same with coming into money. You know, I had a friend who came into a large amount of money, and, man, she couldn't blow through it fast enough. And so it's about feeling like you're in a place where you can spend it wisely, where you're going to share it, where you're going to – it's going to benefit a lot of people, which – so your motive is more to uplift the lives of everyone around you as well as yourself. So my sense is that you are – in line for a winning. I don't think it's still 3 or 4 years away if you want to save up your lottery ticket spendings until then. But it is coming. And one of the reasons you're on that verge of Scorpio, and Scorpios are very lucky that way. My dad's he's not a Scorpio, but he has Scorpio in his fifth house of in your astrology chart. That's your lucky house, how lucky you are with things. And, man alive, you know, until the casinos got computerized slot machines and the lottery, you know, made it impossible for people to win, you know, nobody – it's not like somebody wins every week. It'll go 3 months without anybody winning. So they've got it all set up now where it's not even like fate that you win. It's very calculated. But this is something, and I don't actually see it coming through a lottery win, but from another method. But it is a large amount of money, so those dreams are accurate. They may just not be telling you exactly where the money's coming from.
Wow!
And that, it's
so
funny,
you know,
that
them
says
do not get
casino.
Hurt. Don't want that way.
Right.
No,
funny that
somebody you know may win the lottery and then share it with you. How about that? Yeah.
Because the other day we went to, me and my fiance were bored, and we went to Maryland Live just to play some slots to buy some time. And we only had, you know how they give out the free slot play. We had $25 on both our cards for free slot play. And I literally walked out of there with like $370.
Was
off
it the on
$25.
The
full menu? I don't know. It was on
Wednesday?
It was Wednesday, gonna think of it. It actually was on Wednesday.
Yeah.
And we went in there.
Yeah,
we went in there broke, and we was like, well, we only got these $25 slot plays. So we went in there, and I always walk through the casino to see. I always say that these slot machines talk to me. And I always walk, and I never sit down at just a random slot machine. I have to look at it, study it. I read the help menu. I want to see how their progressives are, things like that. And I just sat down at this one machine I walked past because I'm a huge NASCAR person, and they have these new NASCAR machines. And on my first spin, I came out with $148 off my first spin.
Yeah.
And I checked it right out. Let's go ahead and check that out.
Yeah. I'm a theme player too. It's like, oh, Lost in Space or I Dream of Jeannie. Yeah. But I do it psychically as well. But I think you were hot because of the full moon. Yeah.
Good. Remember that when I do want to go, I want to go on a full moon.
Okay. So, and remember, everybody, if you want to know when it's going to be a full moon, all you need to do is read my horoscopes every day. I have a daily horoscope. It comes out on Kajama.com every day. You can go read it. And then if you want to have it delivered to your email, you can get every day it'll send the email, or you can get the whole week in advance. And that's a subscription of $5 a month. But it makes sure you don't miss when the full moon, the new moon, and what's going to be happening for the day. They're always free on Kajama.com, but if you want to make sure you don't miss it, you'll want to subscribe and have it sent right to your email.
Wow, that's some good information.
That way you'll know when it's coming. Yeah.
Okay, but you're going to take a real small break, And y'all get set because our time is running out. Call in at 347-945-6003 and get on the line so you can talk to our guest because she has a lot to share and you don't want to miss a thing. So stand down and hold on. We'll be right back in 2 and 2.
Butterflies, that's what I feel inside. And every time it's like my first time away. And I can never find the words to say. You're the perfect girl, you were made for me. It's so easy to love you, baby. We're compatible, credible, and natural.
Shalanda, and our special guest tonight is Susan Blair Hunt. I just want to say on the top of this break, that song you just heard was by Charlie Wilson, You Are. You know, and when you hear some kind of melodies, I'm very in tune to music. I can hear any kind of music, and the melody will, like, do something to me. So I know that I am a romantic by heart, you know, but that's the kind of stuff I'm looking for. You know, I've been married before. You know, he wasn't a bad guy. He messed up, and he said he did what he did because, you know, I was new at the game. You know, but the thing is, this time around, when that guy finds me, you know, and I want me to be that you are in his life. I want him to be that you are in my life, you know. And really, Susan, I am kind of like sick and tired of waiting because I've been waiting and being a good girl, you know what I'm saying? So could you tell me how long in years or months or week before I finally realized, oh, shucky ducky, that's the one for me.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's going to be right around the holidays. So whatever you're getting, wherever you need to get done, you better get it done now between now and Christmas.
Ooh, baby, I like what you said. Right around the holidays. Well, right now, you know, I'm talking to somebody that I've met online, and that's kind of good in a way because I'm getting to know this person without being bashful. When you meet somebody that's kind of brand new, I'm kind of finding out their little idiosyncrasies and they're finding out about mine. You think that's the one for me? Because I want to waste my time if I need to be looking in another direction.
Is he local or long distance?
He's long distance right now.
Where's he at? Or, well, don't tell me that, but like how far away? Hundreds of miles, 50 miles?
Yeah, he's a different. Yeah, he's a long way away. I've never met this person. We have just been communicating on the phone and on Skype, you know, because, you know.
And when's his birthday?
When is that person's birthday? I know they have Virgo. What did they tell me?
Okay, that'll count. That'll work, yeah. Well, you know what I just said about your astrological next-door neighbor now, Terry.
Next-door neighbor? Well, if it's going to be my next-door neighbor, it got to be damn it, Bambi or Yogi because I'm out here in the woods.
But just your astrological next-door neighbor. Yeah.
Terry, I need you to be careful and be reluctant in your search and don't just do nothing out of desperation because you deserve the best because you are the best.
Oh, I like the way Tony talks. Baby. Yeah. I just remember this person was born September the 4th. You know, but and you know, that's the kind of person I am. I'm waiting. I have no problems admitting that I'm lonely. My work has kept me caught up doing things, running here and there. You know, but as you progress and get older, you know, I got so much love inside of me that I'm smothering my grandkids. I'm just giving them too much. I want to give somebody else some of that love, you know.
Well, and you want to get some of
that.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm not going to be desperate, but
the thing that
you
like about him is the communication, because Virgos and Libras are great at communicating with each other, like you said, talking on the phone for hours, talking on the internet. But what I've seen for a lot of people, when they're ready to meet the right person, they'll end up meeting two different people, and one of them has half the qualities they want, and another one will have the other half of the qualities they want, and they just think, if I could morph these two together, I'd have the perfect man. So if you got two, and one of them is really excels in one area, like communication, and the other one is really interested in you, but there's no spark there, you know, just keep going, because that means, I'm pretty sure from what I'm seeing here, you haven't met the guy yet, because there won't be any questions. You won't be asking me any questions. I'll be out of work once you meet the
right
person.
Now, okay,
yeah.
You know, I'm putting in my memory banks, but, you know, I just pray.
My sister told me, when I met my husband, my sister, after a month, she said, I don't even want to talk to you. You're all boring. You're not worried about if he's going to call or what does he think. Or I said, no, I have no more questions. I'm done. I've found, you know, he found me. I found him. And that's just the way it is. So you'll know. Just like Tony said, you just be cautious.
First of all, pow. When I see them face to face, that's right. But I'm not going to sit there and waste all the time from my co-host. I'm going to let Shalonda asked her question, and then I'm going to let Tony ask the question because we're running out of time here. And Shalonda, we get ready to do overtime. So go ahead and ask Susan your question.
Okay, I have one more question about my life. over the last, say, 7 or 8 years, I've been dealing with different health issues. They begin as debilitating issues, and then they dwindle away. And I was wondering, why is that? I notice usually when people get sick the way I've been sick, it usually stays with them. But with me, it comes real hard, and then it dwindles off. And then I'm finally, I'm healthy again, and then I get real sick, and then it dwindles off. Like I had a pulmonary embolism and almost passed away. And then
wow.
And now I have no problems with my blood. And then I had I have this disorder called Hunk syndrome. And what it does is it takes the form of like diabetes, and it'll send mm-hmm. my glucose levels really high. So my glucose level went up to 948. And
oh,
I was still walking, talking, driving, working, and everything, and I just didn't feel well. So I went to the hospital, and that's when I found out. And now I don't have really any signs of any type of diabetes now. And I was just wondering why I go through these harsh sicknesses, and then it just fades away, and I'm back to normal again. Is there a reasoning behind that?
Yeah, the first one with your embolism, that's a past life situation where you were stabbed or killed in the heart. I don't think it was bullets, but it may have been a war or a battle. And so having that come back up, but then moving past it, that's you've broken that past life karma. You survived past it. Same with your ex-husband, which isn't a health issue, but getting out of that situation alive, being able to get out of it, that was breaking a past life situation. With the diabetes, that or the symptoms of what you were doing was kind of transmuting what they don't tell you if you go to see the doctor. They just tell you numbers and try to throw medicines at you. But everybody has a different propensity towards things. But with the sugar, with that situation, did you notice that was when you were emotionally preparing to leave your marriage?
Well, I had left, and actually this was the first year that me and my now fiancé was together. So I think mm-hmm. it was the time when I really decided that I was not going back to him again.
Right, when you made that transition, because a lot of times we'll have illnesses, like I'll notice, like I have an ankle problem, and it's always bothering me, but then if my shoulder starts hurting, then my ankle doesn't hurt, and I'm like, what's that about? And then when my shoulder's better, my ankle's hurting, and I'm like, what? So a lot of times, and there's a great book out by Louise Hay, H-A-Y, and there's a Hay Foundation and all that, but Louise Hay has a book out, and I can't recall the exact name of it, but it talks about every illness that you have has a metaphysical cause behind it. For example, if you get a cold, it means that there's some confusion around you. So it's a real interesting book. You can look up online, just look up Louise Hay books, and you'll find the one that kind of identifies those. But you're going to start to experience wonderful health the next from the future on. You're not going to have any real major health issues, but when you do have health issues, they're going to be centered in your tissues or in your blood. They're not going to be like skeletal or muscular. So if you add vitamin A and D to your vitamins that you take, that will help maintain the soft tissue organs. So that's what I'd recommend. But you shouldn't have any more issues. If you get a cold, it's just because your mom's confusing you about the wedding.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Shalonda,
but you were just transmuting a lot of old past life stuff. Yeah.
Okay, well, we have another caller on the line. I'm going to get to Tony last, but we got another caller. The last phone digits are 8747. They got a question for you, Susan. Caller, are you
Great.
Still there?
Yes, Terry.
Hey, how you doing, darling?
Hi, Terry.
Okay, you want to ask the question of my guest? Who is this?
It's Victoria, Terry.
Wow, master.
Is this Victoria? Okay.
Yes, it is.
Wonderful. How you doing, darling?
All right.
Okay, well, you better ask the psychic a question while she's still here, while you got a freezer of feeding.
Hi, Victoria. When's your birthday?
6/8.
We couldn't hear you. When is your birthday?
June 8th.
Okay,
June
and what's
8th?
The question?
Okay, yeah. The question is, do you see a future in screenwriting as far as writing for movies or writing books about certain celebrity life stories?
I'm going to tell you what. Geminis and Libras, and Terry, you can listen, are the most prolific writers of the Zodiac. So you have a real gift for writing, and you can take it into a number of different areas. Like you said, screenwriting, television, movie, books. So definitely follow that path because you've got the gift, girl.
Oh, girl, that's what I'm talking about, Victoria. You got the gift. You heard what she said.
Yeah. You're born with that writing,
yeah,
with the writing pen. Yeah.
I guess he want to know when he's going to fall in love. Go ahead,
no.
Tony. I ain't going to mess with you.
I'm already in love with you. I'm in love with you, Tony. But anyway.
Oh, that's so hard. Somebody knows. But no, that's wonderful.
My thing is this. I have a question with you, Susan. I'm really enjoying you. I played a number, which is 111s, right? And
right.
I wanted to find this television program that I wanted to find, and I didn't know where it was on my cable network. And then come to find out the network was 111s. What do you think about that?
Oh, I like it. Is that ID? I don't know. The channels are different. I think numbers, I don't do numerology, but numbers are really powerful, and you have to pay attention if you have a number that repeats or you get it in your head. To me, that just means that your intuition was working and you had the ability to kind of visualize that before you found it. And if you guys pay attention, because everybody has that ability, it'll happen more and more. It's like Terry was saying, the more you use it, the stronger it'll get.
Right.
Exactly. And on that note, Susan, we need you to tell everybody how to get a hold of you. And then we're going to go with Victoria, and then we're going to go with my co-host. And then I'm going to let Tony say something, and I'm going to bring up the rear. We got to get up out of here because we don't want it to overtime. I don't want to shut us.
Great. If you want to get a hold of me or just visit Kajama.com because we have spiritual articles, daily horoscopes, your tarot message for the day, spells and rituals, everything you need to kind of empower you on your metaphysical journey. That's Kajama, KAJAMA.com. And just go under the about and you can write to me directly. Or if you go on your horoscopes, that'll take you to a page where you can contact me.
Oh, that's wonderful. Victoria, you got something to say, darling, a shout-out or tell somebody about what's going on with you?
No, just a shout-out to you, Terry.
Oh, bless your heart. Thank you, sweetie. Me and Victoria are going to be doing a launch party, launching our perfume line, and my latest book and her latest book, July 19th in Michigan. So once we get the promotional stuff together, meet us there. If y'all in the area, come out and talk to us. I'll sign your book. I'll sell you some perfume and some lotion, have you smelling good and that lady smelling good, and we'll keep it moving. Okay, Shalon, you got something to say, darling?
Yes, I just want to thank Miss Susan for being on the show tonight. This is one of the hot topics with me. I've been interested in it since I was a little girl. My family has always been interested in it, and I actually have tarot cards. Well, all of us have tarot cards in our house now. That even though mine are put away at the moment because my fiance is scared to death of it. But I just want to
make Terry lend you the book. She's got the book on how to use them properly.
I've been through so many years of them. I've read several books on it, and like I said, my uncle and my father has always been interested in tarot cards. So, I mean, it's been in my family for generations and generations. So I've learned a lot about him. I try to teach him, but he's of German descent, so it's hard to talk to him sometimes. But I do want to thank you for all
your
insight tonight also, it did give me a sense of contentment with everything that I'm dealing with right now. And I don't feel as overwhelmed after talking to you about it.
Wow, that's wonderful. And Tony, darling, something you want to say, give a shout-out or something?
Yes, no, I just want to say congratulations to Shalonda, and you just hold tight in your belief in what you know you need to do. And Susan, I mean, this was one of the best shows that I like. I really enjoyed you and everything.
Oh,
and for Terry, you're my baby. I love you.
If nobody loves you, I love you. Love me, that's what I'm talking about. And I just want to thank everybody for tuning in to spend some time with Susan Blair Hunt. You can also find her on Facebook. I think she's on Twitter as well and LinkedIn. You know, seek the sister out because she got a wealth of information. And like I said, Kajama.com is K as in kangaroo, A, J as in juice, AMA.com. Go into Kajama.com and have some little pastry, you know, and everything. Sit down for a little cup of joe, you know, do what you got to do because she's available. And also check me out on www.terrylyle.com. That's TerryLyle.com. You know, I got 8 perfumes out there and lotions. I got my 9th book out there and the other ones, you know. I'm selling church fans, and I'm trying to just do what I can do, you know, and support a sister so I can keep the lights on. And with that being said, everybody, let's say good night. Good night. Thank you, Susan.
Good night.
Have a good one. See you next week.
friend Dory early.
Oh, wow.
All my friends from Baltimore that hung out with me tonight. Love you, Halsey. Thank you for tuning in, baby. You have a good one. That's it. We're out of here. Bye. Hey, little boy, hang your phone up.